Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Isaiah chapter 37, we're going to read verses 27 through 31. Therefore, their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as grass of the field and as a green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as corn blasted before it be grown up. But I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me, because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up into mine ears. Therefore will I put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which thou camest. This shall be a sign unto thee. Ye shall eat this year such as groweth itself, and the second year that which springeth of the same. And in the third year sow ye, and reap, and plant vineyards, and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant that is escaped from the house of Judah shall again take root downward, and bear fruit upward. Hezekiah is king of Judah. Word comes that Assyria is going to attack. Hezekiah is worried whether or not that they can win this battle even. He goes to God and begs for mercy and for victory. God tells Hezekiah not to worry, that Judah will win. But God also says that the battle is going to take its toll, and it will take 3 years to recover. At first, they'll just survive on what was left. The next year, the same thing, but it'll be a bit lean because of less from which to draw. It's going to be that which volunteers itself to come up. But in the third year, they'll be able to sow seeds and have a crop and plant vineyards and reap. This doesn't mean that they will be back to full strength of the third year, but they're going to survive and make it through. God was going to let them survive, but he was going to punish them. You see, God sometimes allows us to go through tough times to teach us. He always wants to restore us. It may be the loss of a job, the death of a loved one, financial reversal, family problems, etc. We all face these. Today, I want to show you how to make it all the way back to productivity. I call it what to do, or how to recover from a gut punch. There's been several times in my adult life that I've been hit with things to where I wasn't sure if I could even keep going. I'm not talking about I stubbed my toe on the way to the washroom in the middle of the night. I'm talking about not sure that I was going to make it another day. I'm talking about I literally was not sure if I could keep going. God gives us a little 3-step plan how to handle and get back to productivity after these what I call gut punches. Now, God did not say that he would stop these gut punches from coming. Sometimes he uses it for correction. Sometimes he uses it just to help strengthen us. And I'm not going to tell you that the recovery process is fast. Matter of fact, it's usually not. But I'm going to give you a truth that I've not found in a psychology book. I haven't heard it from somebody else, and they said that it worked, and I'm transferring that to you. I'm not telling you something I think. I'm telling you something that I know, I have proven, and it's biblical principle. And it's something that we all must go through. Let me give you this little 3-step process on how to recover from a gut punch. Step number 1, just survive. At first, after you've been hit like that, you just have to exist. At first, you have to face that it has come and that it's not going to change. It's time to quit denying it. It's time to quit avoiding it. It's time to face the fact that it has come and it has to be dealt with. I remember 23 years ago that news came that my hero, my pastor, my friend, my boss, Brother Hiles, passed away. We had to help thousands through this. I couldn't deny that he died. I couldn't make it go away. I did not want to face it, but my not wanting to face it was not going to bring him back. We had to take it, and we had to survive. When the punch comes, at first you just exist. That means at the news of cancer or bad health, the news of the death of a loved one, the news of a grown child breaking your heart or a teen child breaking your heart, the news of a hero that has fallen, you just have to survive. Just decide you're going to live each day. Number two. Second stage is you settle, but things are still lean. You feel a little bit better and you can start to see that there may be some hope. Now, this takes a little while. You're still hurting, but the severity may have lessened just a bit. You get to eat just a little bit better, but it's still very tight, very lean. You're moving slowly, but you're moving. These are the times after the funeral when everybody else is gone. And you don't have all the attention and the support around you. This is when you're driving to the doctor by yourself and no one's there to help. Can I tell you something? Keep on going. Prosperity is just the next step. These are times when seems like everybody's forgotten how bad you really hurt. Churches go through these stages too as they grow and they settle and they grow and they settle and they grow and they settle and they grow. But then there's stage number three. Stage number three is this: plant and reap. God gives you the ability to actually plant and harvest. Success begins to come back. By the way, it doesn't mean you plant today and harvest tomorrow. It's going to take some more time. But at least you know there's a harvest coming. Harvest is work, and you're going to have to keep working. It's not all sunshine and good weather, but you can at least plant and succeed. I know a young man who got kicked out of Bible college, broke his parents' heart. For about 18 months, that young man ran away from God and lived for the devil. But he got beat up enough and came to his senses and got right with the Lord and got right with his parents. He wanted to serve God again with his life. He met with the college administration that he had gotten kicked out of. Two of the three voted him back in, but one did not. The young man went back. He took a dead bus route and built it back to thriving. He pastored a little country church the last year he was at Bible college and has now been an assistant pastor for about 8 or 9 years. He and his wife have lost several babies and other major heartaches. Can I tell you something? To that set of parents that had that child, they had to survive. And then they had to go through some lean times. But then they were able to plant and reap the harvest. You see, that is the process by which you go through when these hard times come. Just survive. Then you survive a little longer. And you begin to feel a little better. And number three, then you begin to plant and reap. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.